Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with AH Chris and Rose. We are legends only on the weekend, but we have a true football legend with us this morning, guys. 224 appearances and club ambassador for the Melbourne Victory. And we love him more for his 54 appearances for the Socceroos. From Fox Sports, welcome Archie Thompson.
Hey, mate, how are you? Hey,
very,
guys.
Very good.
G'day, Archie. It's great to have you on the show, mate. Thanks for your time. It's Rose here. Look, I want to start out talking about my beloved Sydney FC. Let's talk about the most immediate thing, which was our 3-0 victory over Melbourne City last night. You've got to be impressed with what Sydney FC has done this week. 3 games in 6 days, winning 2 of them. Lafondre has got 4 goals in 3 games. He is an absolute weapon. Is my beloved Sydney FC, Archie, are they the real deal this year?
Remember, mate, you're talking to a Melbourne Victory.
Exactly. How can he forget?
I think you need to settle down just a little.
Archie, I've waited my whole life to say that to you.
No, it actually hurts. I have to say, for a team to back up from obviously a loss on a Tuesday, and to be honest, I just didn't think they had it in them, especially against a City side that I thought was in form. And to be able to put on a performance like that, especially away from home, obviously still the hurt from Tuesday night. And like you say, Lafondre, what a signing he's been, considering that they lost Mijaevski, Bobo, and a few other key players from last season. And I didn't sort of back in the really push anything this season. But again, I seem to be eating a humble pie. And please, people, don't at home listen to any of my tips because I'm hopeless. But look, to be able to do what they did last night, hats off to them. And I'm slowly starting to be a believer that they might have a real say in, I mean, I know it's only early days, but have a say in finals when finals come around.
Don't be silly, Archie. You can call Sydney FC for the finals anytime you like on this show.
I think we need to move on and let's just dive into some controversy. Obviously, in last week's derby between the Western Sydney Wanderers, Archie, and Sydney FC, a goal was overruled after the involvement of the VAR. Your Fox Sports colleague, Mark Bosnich, had this to say.
It's becoming such a distraction, such a farce, such a talking point that it is turning people off the game. I repeat, it's turning people off the game. If this is not rectified, i.e. suspended immediately, or like Archie said, binned altogether, you will not just have the active fans, you will have 95% of all your fans not going and not watching.
So Archie, Boz is sitting on the fence there. How do you feel about the VAR?
I was a fan of the VAR. I just believe that maybe the people that are obviously behind the VAR or making these decisions, maybe that needs to be worked on. Boz's, what he said, it pretty much rings through the whole football community and for all the players and supporters, because, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's actually making some really crucial mistakes that end up deciding games when it's clear that it's some of the decisions aren't right. And the thing is that you've actually got a video there, which is, this baffles me. You've got a video there, and then you've got people looking at it, and what astonishes me is that what they're seeing, they still make the mistake. So for the life of me, I don't understand what's going on in that hand, but look, it's something needs to be done. I'm still a big fan. Like, I won't say I'm a big fan of it. I know that if it's run properly, it can make the right decision. But at the moment, it's not doing that, and that's probably because people behind it aren't running it right. But you saw on Tuesday night the VAR wasn't. You know, I don't know if any decisions that were close that VAR could have made those decisions, but I think you saw the game, how it flowed and how exciting the game was. I don't know if they're going to scrap it this year. I think they're going to try to continue to have it. But I tell you what, Boz is right. It's distracting from the game. It's pushing fans away. And like I said it last week too, I don't even want to watch games because it just... You just don't know when someone scores a goal. You think, okay, yes, great goal, especially on the derby. It just added to the atmosphere. The game could have changed. Who knows if Western Sydney would have come back and won the game. But it just would have had that added a bit more atmosphere, that intensity. And after that decision, it was flat.
Yeah.
It just took away from everything. And that's the sad thing about it. It's taking away from what should be, obviously the football. Because this year, the football and the players and the team, it's actually one of the most exciting in terms of football quality we've had in ages. And that's the sad thing about it. We're talking about VAR instead of the football.
Yeah.
Archie, we really appreciate your views and we hope that the game gets itself sorted out soon. Don't miss a second of the A-League action with every game live in high definition with no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. Thank you very much from Fox Sports, Archie Thompson.
Guys, thank you.
Thanks, bye. Archie.
See you, Archie.
Weekend Legends.